You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
New Cleveland Browns gear is arriving weekly. Stop into the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci going to the Ohio Business Machines hotline now to bring in the three-time Super Bowl champion, Jerod Cherry, for a little three questions with Jerod. What's up, bro? How you doing?
I am doing well. The two of you are back together again.
Reunited, and it feels so good. We're in for the long haul. The vacation times are over.
That's right.
Training camp starts this Saturday, and we are looking forward to that.
Business.
That's right.
All business. So let's start with the first one of our three questions here today and talk about the quarterback position. Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, arguably the biggest training camp battle that this team will have. Where are you at in handicapping it right now? And if Hoyer is your guy, what would Johnny Manziel have to do or Brian Hoyer not do for that to change by week one?
Pretty much Brian Hoyer would have to collapse and start looking like a rookie and not have the composure that you expect of a veteran quarterback. And Johnny Manziel will have to play lights out in the classroom as well as on the football field and just do things that we have not seen so far in OTAs or off the field for me to make that assessment. But in my opinion, guys, it's not even a quarterback competition. Where it stands, I think Brian Hoyer is in the room all by himself.
Let me ask you a question, because you talked about in the meeting room as well. When you, as a player who's been in those meeting rooms, how much can a coach or can the teammates gather from what type of work Johnny Manziel truly put in over the last month since minicamp ended and before training camp begins? How easy is it to ascertain that work ethic that you saw over that time?
Oh, it'll be really easy to see, because when he steps out on the practice field, there's going to be adjustment. You'll give him the benefit of doubt because he's a rookie, but there's like the same mistake being made over and over again, and things that you went over in OTAs are being mistaken because of lack of knowledge of that. Then you can tell that, and just guys' preparation. You can sense it and you know it, and especially from a veteran standpoint, you just know when a guy gets it and understands. And when you're going to play the quarterback position, we can't forget, it's an art form to it. It's not something you just sit up there and simply line up and throw the football around. There's so many nuances to that position. A guy has to practice, and if you're not practicing, it will be evident.
Former and three-time Super Bowl champ Jerod Cherry joining us with the three questions with the three-time champion right here on CBD. We do this on Mondays. We've been talking the offensive line today, and of course it's our big topic because we're doing preview positions each week, each day leading up to camp. We did them last week, this week, and are you of the mindset that the starting five is good, and do you have questions after that, or how far into the depth are you feeling good about this team beyond the starting five?
Well, last year, guys, I know I was guilty of it as parading our offensive line as the strength of the team, and it did not turn out to be the case as the season went on. There were some glaring weaknesses, obviously, that were exposed, and you still have to question whether or not Mitchell Schwartz can go back to his rookie form, in which I felt he played meaningful and good football at the right tackle position. Then you have to wonder if the rookie guard can come in and handle business, because one of the things that you're going to say is, okay, we're going to transfer from man-on-man blocking scheme to one of a zone. I think that should make it much more easier for the offensive line, but it's an issue of communication. But you have veterans there, so they should definitely step up. But really, it's going to be an issue of guard play and right tackle. Other than that, everything else is definitely a strength on this offensive line.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And when you talk about the zone scheme, do you think the move to a zone scheme helps or hurts guys like John Greco and Mitchell Schwartz, who I think right now would be considered? I know Joel Bitonio is a rookie, but the reports on him have been so favorable, and he'll be on the left side between the two Pro Bowlers, Mack and Thomas. Do you think that this move to the zone scheme, though, does help a John Greco and helps a Mitchell Schwartz?
I think so, because I really do think the big part of what Mitchell struggled with last year is that he just did not trust O'Neal Cousins next to him playing out of position. I really believe that, and that affected him, because I probably had the mentality of I have to do so much more instead of,
right.
And in that process, when you think about that, guys, you end up doing nothing because you're trying to overcompensate. So I think it will help him knowing that he has someone beside him to work in tandem, and Mitchell's a smart guy, so the concepts and all those things, because he did attend University of California at Berkeley, I might add, so we don't worry about him not getting it from a cerebral standpoint, and he has the physical tools and a body type of able to play that position. So I think the zone scheme will help him, especially if he can develop a rapport with the guard next to him.
Jerod, look, speaking of this from a former player perspective, having been through training camp and knowing that you're trying to prepare a group, a starting group on both sides of the ball as much as you can for that first game and for the regular season throughout, this team is in a tough position. We hope we're going to know about Josh Gordon's status within days. There is supposedly a hearing coming up and then a ruling that's going to follow that. With regard to that lingering in the background and how it could dramatically affect the look of this offense, how it will dramatically affect it, what do you do as a player and how do you approach it as a team? And I don't know that you can compare it to anything specifically you've experienced in your career. Injuries, I'm sure you've been through that with other teammates and such. But how do you get in the mindset of knowing your best player it may or may not be with you and you'll start camp possibly not knowing that?
You have to take the mentality of next man up. And that's really what you have to do. It's really that simple, because I can recall a situation in New England where Terry Glenn was having some issues with Bill Belichick, and Bill simply sat him and eventually traded him. And Terry at that point in time was the Patriots' best offensive weapon, and he was dealt. So Josh, in my mind, is that guy too for the Browns. So really, you got to just say, we cannot count on him to be here, rely on him. Let's move forward like he does not even exist. Now, if he happens to be on the roster, that's a positive bonus. But if I was entering to training camp from a team perspective, I would have the mindset that Josh Gordon is not going to be on the football field this year.
All right, Gerard, thank you so much for breaking it all down for us, my friend. And we look forward to seeing you out at training camp.
Sounds like a plan, gentlemen. Take care.
He is Gerard Cherry, the one and only three-time Super Bowl champ, who joins us each Monday for three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. All right, we've got more coming up. Want to hear from you. Got time for a call or two at 216-578-0850. We definitely have tweets that you have sent us at Browns_Daily and at Nathan Zagura and at Vic Carucci. We'll get into those as well. And we appreciate that you're hanging out with us on a Football Monday. Vic and Nathan on ESPN 850 WKNR.